USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time since the start of the Great Recession in 2008, the Fed Reserve is cutting the federal interest rate by a quarter of a point in an effort to help stimulate growth and stave off a possible economic slowdown. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says this would be the first round of a limited number of possible rate cuts.
All of these objectives will support achievement of our overarching goal to sustain the expansion with a strong job market and inflation close to our objective.
And Wall Street's reaction to the Fed's announcement, the Dow lost 334 points. The son of terrorist leader Osama bin Laden is reportedly dead. U.S. officials say they have intelligence that Hamza bin Laden is dead, though the officials haven't said where or when he died. Hamza bin Laden was thought to be the possible successor to lead al-Qaeda after Osama bin Laden was killed in 2011 by a U.S. Navy SEAL. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence claims conservative values are winning again.
Another outsider who's come to Washington, D.C. to fight for everyday Americans.
The Vice President at the Young Americas Foundation Summit, Pence also says the economy is helping middle-class Americans. The saga of the Boeing 737 MAX airliner lands on Capitol Hill again. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A U.S. Senate hearing on Wednesday taking another look at the FAA's role in regulating that troubled aircraft.
It is critical that Boeing and the FAA get this right in order to restore public confidence in both the aircraft and the certification and oversight process.
Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island there at the hearing. The Boeing 737 MAX grounded after two deadly crashes overseas. Former Delta Airlines exec Steve Dixon recently confirmed as the new chief of the FAA.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The second of two Democratic presidential debates begins tonight just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Well, I had a chance to catch up with former DNC chair and former governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, and I asked him what he's looking for out of the candidates tonight, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Well, here's what I hope we see. And I was disappointed in the first debate. I thought there was a lot of talk, obviously, about immigration, about people coming over the border, and we're not going to charge anybody with a crime. There was a lot of talk about we're going to give everybody health care. There was a lot of talk about how we're going to take private insurance away from us. And if you're sitting there, Tim, and you're watching this, you're saying to yourself, well, what about me? Who's arguing for the issues that I have to deal with every day? You know, I'm a family of four, and I can't afford to go to the pharmacy because prescription drugs are too high. What I hope in this debate is we focus on the issues that people focus on and deal with every day, let it be infrastructure, let it be jobs, let it be workforce development, let it be prescription drugs, K-12. I want to hear that, and I just don't want to hear us talk about all these different litmus tests. Do you agree with this? Are you for Medicare for all? Are you for the new Green Deal? Tell me, I want a question. Tell me, I'm a parent and I live with a family of four. How are you going to bring my prescription drug prices down? Just tell me that. And I hope that's what happens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.